So I think that is fairly clear. And just for the record, using the word pilot, we're implying it's still in evolution. It's not a copy of last year's. It's as per the discussion. We should look at what data we get back from nations, and we should refine it before, obviously, trying to make a decision on the common questionnaire in the future. Are there any interventions or comments on that? No. In which case, we will draw a line under items 4 and 5, finally. And we will move forward with the meeting agenda. And I'm very pleased to say that this is the moment where I ask one of the vice chairs, in particular the Republic of Ireland, to take chairing of the meeting forward for what will likely be the rest of the day, but we'll see how the timings go. So Sam will take over. Huh? I could. Sam, would you like to be introduced? How would you like to be introduced? What's the point? Sam has stepped in as vice chair, it's fair to say, because 2 years ago, you may remember, we had vice chairs elected as Marley from the Netherlands, who has sent her apologies for the second year in a row for completely unforeseen circumstances. Been ably deputised again here. But Nila also, who many of you will remember from the last couple of meetings, was unavailable today. She has recently moved roles. So Sam has stepped in at the 11th hour and is, I'm sure, going to do an excellent job as vice chair in Nila's place. We will consider future vice chairs at tomorrow's elections. But yes, I'll hand over to Sam.
Well, good afternoon, all of you. Many thanks to the chair for the opportunity to facilitate this session of the meeting. It's a great honour to do so, and my thanks to the secretariat as well for facilitating this. Moving quickly on, and the item next on the agenda is item 6. For those of you who are regulars to the working party meeting, this is a regular but pivotal agenda item and is on innovation in transport statistics production. We will, in this agenda item, examine innovative practices that enhance the quality, efficiency, and relevance of transport statistics that are reshaping how transport data is gathered, analysed, and utilised. Now, we have three presentations in this agenda item, but before we move on with the presentations, there's just one item to note. So last year, the Secretariat, who led the development of the Transport and Commuting Statistics Handbook, together with the United Arab Emirates, provided an update on the progress of the handbook on the use of mobile phone data in transport and commuting. I'm pleased to say that the handbook has now been published, and that the and my thanks to the Secretariat for finalising this work. But the link can be found on the slide that Fadia is about to show. That slide just isn't available right now, so we will come back to that item in a moment. But moving quickly on, the first presentation in this agenda item is from Estonia. And we welcome the expert from Estonia, from Positium, who will present on the estimation of annual average daily traffic for the Estonian Transport Administration. So we welcome Sim Esko, and whenever you're ready, Sim, you will have the floor. Thank you.
He will use his own